Well, we'd like prayer this morning that the Lord would feed our souls. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me a little bit about this subject I wrote on the board, Water of Life. I hope that we can maybe get a little revelation this morning in our heart, a little more of what God has for you and me, if we'll only seek Him for it and look to Him. Wanted to start in Revelation 22. There's a lot in the scriptures that talks about water. And the 22nd chapter of Revelation, the first verse, says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." You know, I'm thinking this morning of this term that says, "He showed me a pure river of water of life." And I want to think about a few things that is mentioned here. It talks about a river, it talks about water, and it talks about life. You know, we went to Oregon and we came back. We flew back to Denver and stayed around not too far from there, a couple hours from there, for several days. And I was out one morning, a couple of mornings in fact, and I took my lawn chair down to this river. It's called the Padre River. But I was sitting there just having worship and looking out over the beauty, the trees, all that was there, the magnificence of it all. And it just seemed like the water, I could not believe how much water just was there, and it just kept coming. And there were other streams coming into it right about that very place. And so there was a lot of water there, but it just kept flowing. And I thought, how could this much water, this high, be flowing constantly? All the time. And fish live here. It never dries up and goes away. It's like this. It's just like this all the time. The water flows. It was a beautiful thing. And there was a big rock out there in front of it. I could see the power of the water as it went over that rock and kind of down and back up. And you could just see the force of the water and the strength of it and the clearness of it, and the beauty of it. And the second morning or so, I think it was, the Lord started talking to me about this river of water, of life. You know, this morning, there's a river like that that flows out of heaven in a spiritual sense. And the way the Lord related it to us was, He related it as a river of water. And we know that water has a lot of significance too, doesn't it? Without it, we can live without food for quite a while, but we can't live without water so long. And, you know, water is just something, it quenches our thirst, doesn't it? Water is something, it feeds the plants. Things grow by water. They have to have it. There's so much that water does. And I think about those things, and the scripture here says that he showed me, John says, he showed me a pure river of water of life. And so here we are relating this in terms that we can understand. Water, thirst quenching, something powerful, something needy. It needs to be pure for us to drink it. And then he says, of life. It's not just the water of the natural person, but this is the water of life this morning. I hope that the Lord will help us this morning to just get a little deeper vision of what God has provided for you and me in our life. Do you know that there is flowing out of heaven today a stream? And when I looked at this stream, I was like, how could it be? How could it be that so much water just keeps flowing? And it flows on and on like that. And they were having a dry time and the water was flowing. But you know what I had to realize is somewhere upstream, things were happening. Somewhere upstream, this water was being renewed. It was being resupplied. It was being refreshed. Do you know this morning, the Lord wants us to know that in a spiritual sense, in an emotional sense, in a physical sense, the Lord has water flowing from heaven for you and me. And He wants us to be able to be refreshed by it. He wants us to quench our thirst by it. And so this morning, I want to read a number of places here. I just was so struck by the words, the river of water of life. I want us to take that in this morning. Lord, help us to have our vision enlarged a little, that You have for us an unstoppable. I looked at the power of the water. You couldn't stand in it out there. I looked, and just a few feet from shore, I'm sure that had I got out there, it would have been pretty easy to just be swept away with it. It was powerful. Do you know this morning the Lord has some things coming from heaven that there isn't any power on earth that can stop? It's from His, under His throne, it says. And the Lord, I believe we can relate this to so many things. Thirst quenching, grace, strength, help. Do you know God has that for us this morning? If you look over in the 17th verse of the same chapter, here we are finishing up the 66 books. And one of the last things it tells us is, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Do you know this morning, that's almost the last thing the Lord said here when He sealed up these books to us. I know that the Revelation was, I believe, the last book written, put in the canon. And do you know this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to know, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Folks, we don't have to die of thirst this morning. We don't have to be all kinds of thirsty and barely making it today, because there is a river of water of life that flows from under the throne to you and me. And the needs that we have, I believe the Lord's well able to take care of them. You know, the scripture tells us this morning, I give unto them, this is John 10 and 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Do you know that when the Lord gives us life, and He gives us these things, it's in our soul, it's in our inner being, it's in our inner man. It's something that can't be taken away from us this morning. I hope that we take courage today that if we will go God's way and do things God's way, there will be a river of water of life coming from under the throne, and it'll spring up within us. And it'll be in something in us that will cause us to always have that refreshing right there at hand. He said, well, we'll read some other scriptures there, but I just think about the different ways that it says it. Maybe we'll go on down to John 4 and 6. And I want to read a little about the water of life here. John 4 and 6 to 15. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with His journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For His disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God. I want us to know this morning, folks, the gift of God. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I believe the Lord's talking a little bit deeper here than just the stuff we put in our glasses, isn't he? We have a thirst within. That thirst cannot be quenched by the things of this world. It cannot be stopped. People go out into the world to quench that thirst. And they do everything they can. And they give themselves to the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and the love of things. And still it is unquenched. There is within us a thirst that only the Lord can fill. It stops our running. It stops our longing. It stops that running and doing in our own when our thirst is quenched. This is living water. It's alive. It's something in our soul. The Lord is using different adjectives here to tell us something. It's alive. It's living. This is not just water. And the water of life, he says. I want to read on here. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. You know, when he did the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, those people, they wanted to crown him king there one time. Right there, they wanted to make him king, because if he could feed them and they'd never have to eat, they'd never have to work again, they'd never have to worry about it again. And this woman was like, Here, give me this water. And it just went right over their head many times. But the Lord wants us to know that He has that kind of water for our inner needs this morning. I pray, Lord, would You open our hearts today to envision Your provision for us, that You have all that I need in my life. You will satisfy me, not from the things of this world, but from Your Spirit, from that flow that comes from God this morning, that life, that water of life, that flowing that comes down from heaven into my soul, the Lord wants to give it to us. Now listen to what the Lord said to this woman here. And so Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. This is verse 16. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. Do you know what this woman's issue was? She was trying to be filled with something that couldn't fill her. That's why she had five husbands. And she still was unfulfilled. She still said, I don't have a husband. She still didn't have something in here that she was looking for. Folks, I hope this morning that we can look within and recognize when the song says, My longings and thirstings are over, it's talking about God filling something that nothing else can fill. And He wants us to come to Him and thirst after this water. And He wants to fill us with this water. And He wants it to be in us, a spring welling up into everlasting life. Do you know why we're not going to thirst anymore? Because we constantly have that flow from the Lord coming into us. Do we have to drink? Yes, we have to drink. Do we get thirsty for the Lord? Yes, but it's within us, folks. And that's where it is. And so the Lord has told us so many times in so many different ways, don't be trying to go here and there and supply that need. It'll break your life. This woman, five husbands, what had she been through? What kind of abuse had she been through? What kind of trouble had she been through? How many divorces did she have? Was that pleasant? No, she was a broken woman. This woman was still not fulfilled. Do you know that we can give ourselves to all the things the world around us give ourselves to and never, never, never be fulfilled? But we can come to the Lord in the midst of troubles, in the midst of problems. Is this true this morning? We can come to the Lord and it'll be within us. And we come to Him, Lord, you see what happened over here. And you know what? He gives us another drink. Refreshing. A full refreshing. What else does water do? It cleans us, doesn't it? It bathes us. It's a blessing. Water is just there for us this morning. Oh, I pray today that the Lord will cause us to recognize the river that flows within my life and yours this morning. If you know the Lord like that. Excuse me. This woman, oh, I think about thirsting. What are we thirsty for? Let's go back to Revelation, a chapter before the last chapter, to 21, and look at verse 6. It just seems like the Lord's right there trying to tell us some things right at the end. 21 and 6, and He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. This morning, I want to encourage us to thirst for this water. That is within our hands. I mean, we need to ask the Lord to help us, but do you know that is much within our own hands? What we allow ourselves to go thirsting after. If we allow our affections to go out after the things of life and all that's out there. Some people it's pride. Some people it's many things. But do you know this morning, the scriptures tell us, what is the scripture in Matthew the 5th chapter? Blessed is the man that hungers and thirsts after righteousness, for he shall be filled. You know what? That's what these scriptures are telling us this morning, that the Lord wants to fill us. And this 6th verse we just read, he said, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. What a promise and what a privilege we have this morning. I hope we look upon it today, maybe in this little simple way, in maybe just a little new light or a little better light or something. Do you know that the Lord wants to give us the water of life freely? And He wants it to be in us. He didn't say just a little trickle. He said that it would be in us. What did He say? A well of water. I believe a river there one place springing up within us into everlasting life. And that's what God wants to do for us this morning. No, this is pretty simple, but the Lord help us today. Do you know the scripture tells us in Him was life? That's John, the 1st chapter. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, the Lord wants to be in us. He wants to be in us a spring of life, a spring of water welling up into everlasting life. And so this morning, when it says to us, in Him was life, and the life that we find in Christ, the life that we find in the spiritual flow that comes from heaven into us and through us, You know what that brings us? It guides us, doesn't it? It directs us. One place he said, this spake he of the Spirit that was welling up within them. Do you know this morning, the Lord wants to be in us this kind of life. And he wants to give us wisdom. It affects all of our life when we stop and we drink of the well. When we stop and we allow the Lord and we thirst after the things of God. This morning, I hope all through this summer, let's peg a few notches up in our Christian journey. Let's take that hammer and knock that peg in there and climb up another step. And let's thirst after the things of God. Lord, show me your ways. Do you know what that's thirsting? Teach me your paths. We find it in David so much. Thirsting, longing, looking, Lord, satisfy my soul. Lord, give me what you have for me this morning. In John 10, another just scripture we've all heard so many times, but it is so real and so good. John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who is the thief this morning? Who is the thief? Is it not Satan? He's the thief, isn't he? But how does he work? Does he come in a big mask and say, I'm Satan? Not usually. You know what he usually does? He comes through all kinds of things and avenues and desires, and we're drawn away of those desires instead of putting them to death and fixing our thirst on the Lord. And we're drawn away with those things. And do you know that the end of those things is that it steals from us, that it kills us, it takes our spiritual life. And we have to set our desires on things above. Set them on the Lord. Lord, first, foremost, only. Yes. That's the way we seek the Lord, isn't it? And I believe when we do that, I believe the devil cannot steal what we have. It'll be in us a well springing up into everlasting life. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what this woman at the well had experienced. The devil had destroyed and killed and taken from her her dignity, her life, her clear conscience with the Lord. That's what the devil has come to steal. But Jesus said something else in the same scripture. He says, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I believe that this morning. The Lord came to bring that to us today. The reason many times, I know that sometimes life is a struggle and we have to struggle through those times. But you know what? We want to remember something. There is a river and it's flowing out from under the throne of God. And it's powerful. And it never ceases because up beyond us somewhere it's being renewed and refreshed. And we don't have to worry about it not being there. We just need to get in it and let it get in us this morning. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the sheep, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Do you know this morning that the Lord cared enough about us that he saw the wolf coming and he saw Satan's work and he didn't run from it, but he went toward it and he gave his life for us to have life this morning? Folks, we want our faith to be encouraged. God has life for you and me. He has eternal life that we can live forever with the Lord. He has a clear conscience. And we want it this morning. We want him to give to us. He has righteousness. He has peace for us. Peace in our hearts. Peace with God. A peace that affects our relationships with everybody else that we deal with. We can't always make peace with somebody that hates us. But I will tell you, most of the time, if we got peace flowing like a river out of our heart, it's going to affect our relationships. And most of the time, it's going to win our enemies over. God's love in our life. Do you know, there's nothing like a heart full of love this morning, is there? There's nothing like that. There's also nothing quite like a heart full of hate, is there? Bound with evil feelings. And every time I think about it, it overwhelms. And there's nothing quite like that, is there? That's when we begin to thirst, folks. Let's thirst for the Lord and let Him fill all of that and realize the Lord wants to give us. Just like we fill our natural hunger and we fill it with food and we fill our thirst with water, the Lord wants to fill our thirst. It's a very positive thing when the scripture says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." This morning, they shall be filled. I want to look at Isaiah 12 and 2 this morning. And we're all familiar with this one too, aren't we? Isaiah 12 and 2 to 6. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Do you know the Lord Jehovah? You know who that is? That's the great God of heaven. That's the proper name the Jews had for the God of heaven, Jehovah. Do you know that when you read this, when you read Lord in capitals, L-O-R-D, and God, between those two is mentioned over 10,000 times in our Bible. And that doesn't count when it's spelled Jehovah in other ways that God is mentioned. It mentions God so many times, folks. He is the great I Am, is He not? He is the one that not only created the heavens and the earth, but those of old and those we have known that have trusted in Him have found Him to be not only the creator of the universe, but the creator of our spiritual life, the strength of our life. Let's recognize that God has sent us a message here, and over He's tried to tell us in 100 different ways, "I'll fill your need this morning." Behold, the writer Isaiah says, "God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day ye shall say, Praise the Lord. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." Do you know this morning, the scripture here says that because of who He is, we'll draw water out of the wells of salvation. I had to think of the Sunday school lesson that we heard when we were in Oregon, and Brother Donnie was teaching on this very thought about wells and water. I don't remember what all his thought was, but he mentioned this scripture and he said, "You notice this says plural." And he said, "What about, you know, the enemy sometimes will come along and throw a bunch of stuff down your well and stop it up and try to..." Do you know that the way he brought it out, and I don't think it does any injustice to the scriptures, he says it's plural. You know what? While you're digging the stuff back out of that well, somebody did you wrong. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Somebody, you know, and you go and you talk about that all day long. You know what? He says, go to another well. The Lord has more wells. He has more water. We don't have to be stuck in that well. Let's, while we're getting over that, while we're getting that back out of our well, and while we're pulling that trash out and getting victory, go to another well and let the Lord feed you from that, give you water from that. With joy, with joy. He was talking about joy. That was his topic. And he mentioned this scripture. Do you know that the Lord, I believe, wants us to draw water out with joy out of the wells of salvation? Might take a little bit of learning, and it might take a little bit of effort on our part. But I believe we can unstop the wells while we're still drinking out of more wells this morning. A couple more scriptures here. Isaiah 66 and 12. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. I hope that we start praying more for that. Lord, extend to us that river of life where you said that you would extend peace like a river. And you read the scriptures before it and all of these scriptures. It is a great promise from God. And he says, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream, then shall ye suck. Ye shall be borne upon her sides and be dandled upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. This morning, I hope we take courage, realizing maybe this life don't treat us so good all the time. That's okay. It didn't treat the Lord so good all the time, did it? It didn't treat Paul so good all the time. But that wasn't where Paul drew his strength from. And we read where he talks about being cast down, but not forsaken, was it? He has a whole list of things there. That things that come against him and yet triumphantly raising over that. We can live for the Lord. We can make heaven our home. We can do that this morning because the Lord paid a price for us. He bought it. He came to us. He gave his life for the sheep that they might be able to overcome this morning. I hope we recognize our privilege in the Lord, that the enemy cannot take that from us. It's not something he's given. It's not something he has the ability to take. That's something God has for us. And Isaiah said there, I will extend peace to her like a river. And I think we can take that this morning. I know when we're young, we start out, we have to learn to know the Lord. We have to learn to take things to the Lord. Because all our life we've been used to just handling it ourselves. And the Lord's saying, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I want to teach you a better way. I want to give you rest. That's in Matthew 11 and 28. I want to read that. Maybe be our closing scripture. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. This is something we learn. We learn of. We learn from. I don't think we just get saved and we never have to think about it again. Folks, we have to learn to not fight our battles in our own strength. We have to learn to not thirst after the things of the world, realizing that those things will never do what we're wanting them to do. We have to realize it cannot be filled. Our desire, our need cannot be filled up by someone else because we'll have more needs. And the next phase of life, we'll have more needs. And maybe we get down toward the end and maybe get afflicted and then we have more needs. And what are we going to do now? And we've always been strong enough to just handle it ourselves. I will tell you, today is the day that we need to recognize. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest to your souls. He said, take my yoke upon you. And learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Folks, that's the words of the Lord. That's the words of the Lord. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. if our yoke isn't easy and our burden isn't light, it's not the Lord's yoke. Because His is easy and light, He said. Now that doesn't mean we're not going to experience very difficult things in life. But those things don't have to take our life away. They don't have to rob us of our inner peace. And I know we're going to have to press for that. We're going to have to learn to fight for that. But the Lord has those things for us this morning. Oh, water of life. Oh, the Lord wants to give us rest unto our souls this morning. He wants to fill that need that we've been longing for. But I will tell you, He only does it one way, and that's when we go completely His way. It don't work when we go halfway, and it don't work when we go 90%. It works when we go His way all the way. And we take our hands off and we say, Lord, only Your way. Only Your way. Teach me Your way. Show me Your paths. Lead me in the way of life everlasting. Bring me to see Your face. And I believe that we will begin to find that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. And we'll begin to find that the Lord has more peace and more joy than we knew about this morning. It's a life that we begin to walk, that the Lord wants to take us to deeper places. And He wants us to wade out in the water, and then He says, come out farther. And come out farther until you can swim. I believe this morning. The Lord help each one of us and give us comfort and courage and strength and grace and all of those things. It's there for us. It's a river of water that flows from under the throne. It's not subject to Satan. It's not subject to all that he can throw at us. It's not subject to those things. It's subject to the Lord flowing in His river in our life. You pray for me too.